A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. One night, while Paul was in Corinth, the Lord said to him in a vision, "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you. No one will attack and harm you, for I have many people in this city." He settled there for a year and a half and taught the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews rose up together against Paul and brought him to the tribunal, saying, "This man is inducing people to worship God contrary to the law." When Paul was about to reply, Gallio spoke to the Jews, "If it were a matter of some crime or malicious fraud, I should with reason hear the complaint of you Jews. But since it is a question of arguments over doctrine and titles and your own law, see to it yourselves. I do not wish to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them away from the tribunal. They all seized Sosthenes, the synagogue official, and beat him in full view of the tribunal. But none of this was of concern to Gallio. Paul remained for quite some time, and after saying farewell to the brothers, he sailed for Syria, together with Priscilla and Aquila. At Cenchreae, he had shaved his head because he had taken a vow. The Word of God. It strikes me that there is so much drama in today's first reading. Excuse me. As a matter of fact, drama as there is throughout the entire Easter season. You would think they were all Italian in those days. What comes to mind beneath the drama in today's first reading is Paul's trust in God's word. And it strikes me that in order to trust, one must first surrender. By surrender, I mean being open to a power beyond the self. Open to a strength beyond the self. Open even to an understanding beyond oneself's ability to comprehend. Surrender is openness to something far beyond the self. I have a very dramatic family story of recent times that I would like to share that speaks to this issue of surrender. I have a nephew who has struggled for over 10 years with a drug addiction. And of course, this has impacted the entire family, his father and mother, his uncles, including myself. All of us, for all of these 10 years, suffered with him and struggled with him and struggled with how to live together and to continue to love him in spite of the lies and the disappointments and everything that went with drug addiction. I'm happy to say that after all these years of struggle, my nephew at this point in his life, 32 years old, is in his 15th month of sobriety. And this is from some pretty heavy drug dealing and taking for many years. He is in his 15th month of total sobriety. What a gift it has been to our family. When I was out in California recently, where my family all resides, for a family celebration, my nephew invited me to one of his Narcotics Anonymous meetings where he had been invited to give a presentation. I was thrilled to be able to go and hear him, as well as his mom and dad and sister and another of my brothers. He was very nervous because we were there and acknowledged that at the very beginning of his talk. And yet he was magnificent. And the five of us sat in the back of the room crying our eyes out. He gave his talk about what he had to do to finally get out of God's way so that God could do for him, in him, to him, what he was continually failing to do for himself. It was all about letting God be God and the surrender that it takes to get out of the way so that you can receive what God has to give you. It was incredible for me, a preacher, to be sitting there listening to him tell this story of surrender. After his very, very beautiful presentation, then others in the room got to give very short 3 to 5 minute testimonies of their own recovery processes. And when asked by the leader of the meeting what they should speak to, my nephew, without hesitation, said the theme is surrender. And so all of them spoke of surrender, each in their own ways, and what that word meant to them, what finally got them to this point in their recovery. One very interesting young man talked about his surrender. He talked about how grateful he was that his surrender finally came before he completely destroyed the life of his wife and his children. And he likened surrender to something that a military friend of his had said and taught him. And he said, what I'd like to share with you is the idea of surrender that comes from my buddy who is in the military. As soon as I heard that, I thought, well, I'm not going to get anything out of this. I'm not much of a military man, and I don't have much appreciation for things military, especially if it's including violence. However, he said, my friend told me that what he has understood in the military as surrender includes 4 points. The first is you stop fighting. The second, you put down your weapons. The third, you sit on the side of the road. And the fourth, you wait for direction. Stop fighting. Put down your weapons. Sit on the side of the road and wait for direction. As I internalized that, I heard from my Dominican perspective, step back, lay down your defenses, be still, listen. All of it led me into everything that has to do with Dominican contemplation. To step back, to lay down my defenses, to be still, to be quiet, and to listen. I learned from these young, struggling men and women a lot about what we're all about, what preaching is all about, what relation to the gospel is all about, what our lives are all about. Sometimes as we read the scriptures, and more than sometimes, oftentimes, we need to let go of the drama. We need to make sure we don't get lost or caught up in the drama, but we need to step outside of it. We need to seek beneath it for the one, possibly two, basic truths that are contained within the drama. My nephew and his Narcotics Anonymous buddies taught me a great deal about what Paul did as portrayed in this reading today. He surrendered. Paul surrendered to his trust in the Word of God. And in his surrender, he found himself. Paul surrendered and found himself. It reminded me so clearly about who we are as Dominicans, as ones who should take on the struggle to master the art of surrender in our day and in our time by stepping back. Stop fighting. By laying aside our defenses, the same as putting down your weapons. By sitting on the side of the road, which means breathing deeply and paying attention. And by waiting for direction, simply listening for the voice of God through our contemplation. Ah, surrender. Surrender, so good for those who suffer addiction. Surrender, so good for the Dominican spirit. Surrender, so good for the entire church.